Well, we started a teaching that we've been doing on keys to the move of God. One of the things that we're going to in this teaching, we're going to begin to look at what I call the great transfer, because one of the things that we talked about, and we're going to see in tonight's thing, the keys that God, that we talked about was prayer and power and prosperity. And we're going to look at these things because we're going over in this area. It's one of the things that we need to see that God has always done in these areas. And we have a story tonight in 2 Chronicles that we're going to look at to see these principles there. And it's a very good story. It's very clear in its subject matter concerning what we've been teaching about. As we're going to look at what happens here, we're going to look at a story about Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel. Actually, it's Judah that we're dealing with. Israel had been divided, and there was what was called the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Judah was the southern kingdom. 10 tribes had grouped together and separated themselves, and they were called the northern tribes. Today, people called them the lost tribes because they were carried and dispersed by the Assyrians and dispersed out, and most of them hadn't returned to the land of Israel. And in Judah, we find here, this is a story of what is taking place there. And there's some really good things that we can get a hold of here. So in the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles, there's a story. We're going to start in the beginning. It says, "It happened after this that the people of Moab, with the people of Ammon and others with them, besides the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, 'A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazarazon, Tamara, which is Engedi.'" It says, "And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, 'O Lord God, our Father, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the nations, the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God, who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? And they dwelt in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon you, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Our Lord, O our God, you will not judge them? For we have not power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And all Judah, with their little ones, their wives and their children, stood before the Lord." It says, "Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, 'Listen, all of you Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow you go against them. The Lord is with you.'" Now, we're going to just stop there for now in the story. We'll pick up with it. We're going to read the whole thing. First, we want to see is they went to pray. This is the first thing that they do. They went to pray. And this is one thing dealing with prayer. Here's a thing that of this that we can learn from them about prayer. One of the great successes is looking at this in prayer is Jehoshaphat did. So this is one thing, as we know, Jehoshaphat had knowledge of the Word of God. Because what he does, he doesn't come. He's not begging before God. What he does is he came with God's promise. Now, if you go back and look at Solomon's reign, when Solomon dedicated the temple, he made a quote that Solomon made on the dedication of the temple about if something happened, even if they got kicked out of the land, if they came back, they repented and they came before that temple. Now, understand this. The temple of Jerusalem was not like a church today. That's where God's presence was. See, our churches, that isn't where God lives. God don't live in buildings.
That's right.
He lives in people. Now, but the temple was a type and shadow. This is why Israel, the people had to go yearly, men had to go yearly and present themselves before God. They had to go to the temple. And this is why, see, with Daniel, we look at Daniel and it talks about when Daniel was in Babylon, he would pray, he would open his window toward the direction Jerusalem was. Why? That's the temple. That's where God's at. See, God's presence was in that temple. So if you wanted to go to God, and this is what they did, they met there and they went to God. See, if we go over and look at Malachi, you find out this happened. You can pray, they could pray all they wanted and do all they wanted, but they weren't tithing and giving money, so the priests weren't in the temple. They're not doing their thing there before God. See, that those offerings have to be made before God. This is what they're doing. They're doing them there at this temple. This is what God told them they were supposed to do it. And so when people quit tithing and giving offerings, the ministry stopped before God. This is why God couldn't bless them. God couldn't bless them. We need to understand, see, that Israel under the law was required to do certain things. They were blessed in their doing. We're not the same. They were a type and shadow. We're blessed by faith. You can do all the stuff you want to do, but without faith, you can't please God. See, you want your prayers answered? You start praying like God's in you. That's why I talk all the time. These people trying to reach God out here somewhere. We're not trying to reach. Israel didn't try to reach God out there. They went to the temple. That's where his presence was. Now, you and I have God's presence in us. We need to pray. This is one of the great reasons why Christians have a hard time with things and getting answers to prayer. Because they pray like God's someplace else. They pray like they're trying to get God to do something. He went to God and he talks to God. God, this is what you said. This is the place where you live. If we would come here and we would ask you and that stuff, if we had trouble, you're going to show up for us. That's what you said in your word. See, if God didn't, he's a liar. See, he goes before God. God, this is what you said. If we go here, so he's bringing to God what God said. This is why, well, see, you couldn't have faith any other way. Faith is by the word. See, many people are praying and asking God for help, but they don't have any faith in the word at all. They have no faith in the word. They're asking God for help. You know, I'm just always amazed this since I've been got born again. You know, the Christians and God's living in them. And Christians are always like they're trying to get a hold of God. I'm not trying to get a hold of God. He's in me. If you know the Word, anybody who really understands or knows the Word of God, you don't go through those kind of things. You go to God. God answers because of faith and not by works. See, they were required of them to do certain things that they had to do. They had to. So they're at the temple. And this is why, you know, in other words, they're following, really, a sense, they have a faith. It's not like ours. Our faith is not based on the seeing, but they had a building they could see. They had a building that had certain things and that stuff. But we're operating, we're a temple. See, most everybody looks around as they look at different people and different, this person's more holy or that person's more holy. No, any Christian, God lives in them. And see, you need to get that thinking. You need to know what God said he would do. When you pray, you need to talk about what he said he'd do. What he's promised. If all the promises of God are yes and amen, then you best find out what they are. Take your time to find out what he said. And when you find out what he said, when you go before him, you talk to him about what he said. That's where faith is at. Faith is based upon what he said. So here we see that Jehoshaphat is acting in this manner. God, this is what you said, and here we are at this temple. Hey, and look, we got these big arms. We got three nations that are coming against us, and it's just us. You know, we might have a good size army, but there's three nation army. I mean, it's really big. And he said, you know, there are the things, God, you know, if you don't help, it's just us. So they're counting. In other words, they're talking to God like they need him. They're not talking to God because they're trying to get something and they're trying to do their thing. This is one of the things I really think, because he just put, look, God, we're trusting you. We don't have plan B. we're throwing it over on you. This is a wonderful thing of faith. And in the same manner, we should approach God. See, I found out a long time ago with healing. Most of the time, this is why people don't see as much of a miraculous. Because people, just like from the health standpoint, people, the average spirit-filled Christian will first go to the doctor. They'll find out and get whatever the doctor. Then they go to God. God is usually never first. He's never first. Well, see, I found this out a long time. I first go to God. If I'm going to go to the doctor, I'm going to talk to God about it. People don't even do that. Because why? The doctor's God one, and then there's God two. Now, we really trust the Lord. No. There's God one, there's God two. And not just in that hit, but in all kinds of things. People with finance and everything, they never discuss anything with God. It's always looking at their ability to deal with things and men, and they don't ever stop and say, God, what about this thing? You said this. You know, they needed to hear from heaven, and they did all the right things to hear from heaven. They stopped everything around them. They put lunch down. You know, they said, hold it. We need to find out, because we need a deliverance. We don't need to win a battle. We need a deliverance. It's not about just, because we're going to find out what God said to them. God told them they were not going to have to fight in this thing. And what we want to look and see this as another thing you're going to find out is Jehoshaphat acted identically to what the prophet had said. He didn't do as we go on and read the story. But I want you to get this. This is a powerful thing. Number one, we see prayer, and the next thing we're going to see, God's power. Prayer opened the door. Number one, this is they're acting in faith toward God. God, we need your help. And you know, we're looking to you for help, because you know, we don't have plan B. We're looking for you for deliverance. This is where we're at. And so they're doing right. What did they do? They went to the place that they were supposed to go. They're at the temple. This is the place where the presence. They're talking to God where he's present. See, yes, this is why when you pray, you need to act in faith that God's present. He's in you. I'm not trying to reach to him out there somewhere. We're not trying to have a goosebump feeling. We're not trying to do anything. We're coming there. I'll guarantee you, Jehoshaphat didn't have one goosebump standing out in front of there. Even though God's presence is in that place. He's out here. He's out here with the people. He believes in it. He believes God's presence is in this place. God said so. So he's believing that. Well, you need, as the temple of God, act in the same manner, think in the same manner about yourself. Just think about us. God was in a building there. He's in you. Oh my God. God is in you. See, there needs to be a revelation in the church in that. That it is mostly people say it just as a casual way of saying something. Oh yeah, you know, God's in me. And I always think it's a lot of times people, well, when are you going to act like that one's true? See, we can say things, but we need a revelation on these things, because this changes your faith. It changes your confidence concerning God. God's in me. I'm in his presence. I'm not trying to get in his presence. They weren't trying to get in the presence of God. They knew where he was at. Amen. Christians are always trying to get in the presence of God. I'm the temple, He's present. What I want to do is I want to get in contact with His presence, and it's done by faith. Most people want to feel something, you know. Well, I feel like God, you know, heard me. I don't ever think about I feel like God. I don't care what I feel. Don't want got a thing to do with nothing. God will hear me because He said in His Word, if I will ask, He will hear me. And He'll respond to me quickly. So the Bible says, these are the words. And see, we go before God, know what the Word says. When you talk to God, talk to Him like He's wanting to respond to you. Talk to Him in that manner. Don't be a beggar in the presence of God. That's the worst thing you become. That's where a lot of people are. They're trying to convince God to do something for them. And really, they're not confident in His presence there. They're not confident about that. You know, the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. God, if the church would get a revelation of that. If they get that revelation, the Lord is good. Amen. And His mercy endures forever. When you're dumb and mess up. See, this is what confessing your sins about. You know what confessing your sins about? It's like with Israel. When Israel come back to the land. See, they had to repent and they came back to the land after they were hauled on. And you know what? God considered them righteous. Well, that's the same way with you. You and I can get into unrighteousness, but if we confess our sin, He considers us righteous as if nothing's ever happened. Amen. You're the temple. Everything's okay. Ask and you shall receive. Amen. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it shall be opened. Most people, they go through the thing of repenting and feel guilty for the next 2 years. This is where knowing the Word. Stopping and saying, Lord, You said if I would confess my sin, You'd forgive me, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I want to thank You. You've cleansed me of this. You ain't holding it against me. People never say those things. That's why they're never real to them. They keep them on the page of a book. They are of no value in the book. They're only of value in your mouth. That's the value of them. They're valuable in your mouth. And you talk to God. Number one, it inspires your faith. You're not inspiring God. He already knows what the Bible says. You're not convincing. This is about you and me. When we say these words, faith comes by hearing. It inspires you and me. And that's what we're doing. He's here talking, you know. He ain't whining about what's going on. Hey, we need your help. This is what you said. Now, you know what? I'll guarantee you He was a blessing in praying that for the people because the people are hearing those words. Oh, good. God said these good words. Hey, we're going to have... He's going to help us. He's going to help us. They go out there, oh my God, it's so bad. What are we going to do? My words. But we want to see this. Okay, they're praying. God responds. This is the beginning of God and His power moving for them. So, God tells them to go down against them. They're not going to fight the battle. They're not going to be doing that. So what happens? Here's what Jehoshaphat does. It says, now listen to verse 18. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. You know what they're acting like what God said is true. This is what's going to happen. Well, you wouldn't go to worship if you thought it was going to happen. You'd be whining some more. You'd be saying, now come on, God. You know, help us out. No, they're acting. This is a wonder. The first thing to do is the leaders acting like God's going to do what the prophet said. That prophet's heard from God. God's going, so what are you going to do? They're worshiping God. They're in a position of thanksgiving like they're going to have. Most people never thank God till after it takes place, which is, there doesn't take a bit of faith to do that. Most people never operate toward faith in this area. They're not thanking. Me, when I, anything, finances or anything like that, if I'm believing God for something, I thank Him for doing it. I just want to praise You and thank You. You're doing it for me. Hallelujah. You're taking care of this. I ain't seen a nickel. I don't feel no better at all. I don't care. Amen. The Word's true. You need to get it on your mouth and act like it's true. If you're looking, still looking for it, you don't believe you got it. Amen. It's just the way it is. Inspire yourself to faith. Do these things. Follow these principles. They're wonderful. These are wonderful things to inspire us. Hallelujah. Because God will do His Word for you. Hallelujah. Well, then it says the Levites of the children of Korah and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So, I mean, they're acting like God's going to move. So the second group comes out. Hey, wow, we got a song. See, you need to look at this. It's showing us a pattern to follow. If they can do this in the Old Testament, there is no reason any Christian ain't doing this. Every Christian should be following. This is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So what happens? So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, so they get up early in the morning. Hey, let's go out and see this, what's going to happen. Let's go out there and see this thing. See, they're so excited to go see. We're going to get up early in the morning and go out. I ain't going to sleep in. I got to see this. God's going to do something. I want to go see it. They get up and Jehoshaphat has something to say. He says, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. So he told them. He's basically telling them, the prophet said this. This is what God's going to do. You got to believe this. We're not heading out there and you not believing what the prophet said. We're going to believe what the prophet said. Amen. Well, the Bible tells us concerning the word we have in this book. It says we have a better word of prophecy even if an angel spoke to you. Hallelujah. So you look in the book. How do you believe? Lots of people don't believe the book. They're talking to God, acting like they're kind of trying to convince him to do what's in the book. We're not trying to convince him to do it. These are his words. This is what he does. He follows his word. He even says the angels respond to the voice of his word. See, if you aren't speaking what the word says, there's nothing for the angels to do. You can want a million angels to move and you can say, oh, do something. But they respond to the word on your voice. And if you ain't voicing nothing, don't be surprised. They're in lounge chairs sitting on the beach. They're down there sunning while you're going through stuff. You know, they don't have nothing to do. Hallelujah. So you get God's word. Get God's word. So they went out there. It says, and when he had consulted, listen, he consulted with the people. He appointed those who should sing. Whoops, wrong page. Who sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. And they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Now look what they did. Their actions are in line like they're not going to fight. Who do they send first? The singers. We're going to go, let's get down here and sing. How many times do you think people went into battles and wars and they were singing songs? I'll guarantee you, on the Normandy invasions, they weren't singing songs. If they would have, I think things would have went better. They went out there like God was going to help them. See, I'll tell you what, Jehoshaphat's a wise leader. He's acting. He goes and he talks to people, says, you know what we're going to do? Let's send the singers out. We ain't going to be fighting this. Well, we don't let the army follow them. So while they get down there, they're singing, God's merciful. He's just full of mercy. This is our God. See, God changes not. He's not a different God in the Old Testament and the New Testament. He's a same merciful God. Amen. So they're going out there singing, acting just like what they heard said. Identical. See, they're acting. This is where most people fail. I've watched this over the years. Many people believe the right thing, but their actions destroy them. Faith without works. Faith without a corresponding action. See, these are corresponding actions. This is a corresponding. They're acting like we're going to have the singers go first. Why? Well, the army ain't going to fight. God said so. You're not going to fight this battle. You're going to see what I'm going to do. That's what God said. Hallelujah. Thank God for what he's going to do. So God has a plan, and they're in God's plan. Well, it goes on to say, now when they began to sing and to praise God, now what happens? They began to act like what they said they believed. So now the power of God kicks in. See, this is one thing, this is what I learned a long time ago when I was a young Christian. If you will act like what the word said is true, God will start to respond to your faith quickly. This is why many people don't. They say they, oh yes, I believe what the Bible says. Well, if you believed you received healing, then you act like you got something. You don't act like you're still trying to get something. You act like you have it. Say, no, people always want to wait till they feel better. They want to, they'll say they got healed. I got healed when I asked for it. That's when I got healed. Not when it showed up. I ain't going to lie on God because He gave it to me when I asked for it. It doesn't matter what my body feels. He gave it to me then. If I tell people, if it shows up and I feel better, say, God just healed me, that's a lie. Amen. That'd be a lie. And I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. When I pray, I believe I receive. Then He said, you'll have it. Well, what do you do? Act like you got it. This is what they did. God said something. They marched down there like they're winners. They went down there like this body thing belongs to them. If you start acting like you're healed. See, this is the Lord told me, you know, some years back here, spoke to me about the thick fat one day about having so many, because I've had a lot of instantaneous miracles over time of things that happen. And He said, one of the reason you do, He said, you do extreme things. He said, I do extreme things. I don't believe extreme things. I just believe what the Bible said. That ain't extreme. But my actions toward them are extreme. I will act like I got something when it don't look like I have nothing. And He said to me, He said, what you do is, He said, is like the working of miracles. And when the gift of working of miracles goes into effect, somebody does something that causes a miracle to take place. If you follow through the Bible, somebody did something and a miracle happened. God inspired them to do something. A miracle would take place. Well, it's like that. I always act like, in an extreme manner. It's like when I had my heart attack, I act in a very extreme manner. But see, I act like I had some. And it put, God started manifesting. God started manifesting right away. Of different things that I've done over time, I've done this kind of thing. And, you know, it's like I tell the story, you know, when God told me to go down to Mexico on a mission trip, and the day before I tear a ligament in my foot, and, you know, it's just one of those things. Just like me, it's extreme. I'm going to Mexico. Amen. I've got to tell you, 99.9% of Christians would never, no, you know, I can't go, my foot. God never told me, He told me to go to Mexico on that trip. And I ain't going to, unless He'd have to tell me not to go. Because if I wouldn't, I'd be in disobedience. Amen. Well, see, I like healing. And I learned this. If I stay home, I'm going to be weeks and maybe months with this thing messed up. Right. And I decided I ain't Mr. like problems, health problems. Mm-hmm. I don't like them. Most people like them a lot because they'll do things that will cause them to stay sick for a long time. They won't respond. I just say, no, I ain't going to. You know, even like with things. Now, my dear wife trying to help me out, but I really, she said to me, well, you're going to go? I said, yeah. She said, well, you want me to pack for you? Because I wouldn't pack. I said, no, I can't let you do that. See, if I believe I'm healed, then I got to start acting like it. I said, honey, I said, I can't let you do that. I said, I got to start acting like what I believe is true. See, people say, yeah, but you're on your foot. The doctor said you shouldn't do that. Well, surely He's God. He's bigger than the Word. Stay off your foot. This ain't going to work out. You're going to hurt yourself and you're going to be worse. Oh, yeah, because, you know, God can't take care of you. No. Yeah, amen. So what I did, see, I would put action. I just do that. That's the crazy things that I do. And, you know, people call them crazy, but I love the results. Amen. I got a testimonies of results. Amen. I don't have to just give somebody else's out of a book. I have mine. I have the miracles. You see, this book is full of the miracles that people had. The ones that didn't have them ain't in the book. There's a book in heaven. Got my stories. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You think there's not?
Yep.
Hallelujah. It's written down in heaven what God does. Hallelujah. Faith in God works. Faith in God. And I want to say, do that. Don't, when you believe you had something, I'm going to say, like to me, things that are against me, I hate it. I'm going to stand up against it. I'm not going to be a wimpy and whine and go through something. I'm going to stand up against it. And you got to learn to do that. Stand up and say, hey, hold it. You want miracles to happen just like in them. These people have, this is a wonderful picture of man, a miracle has to happen now. It's gone. They've done everything like God says. They're acting like the word's true. They're acting, and they're marching along with it. There can't be nothing but a miracle come out of this thing. Can't be anything else. Hallelujah. So, you know, I don't do what I do to try to get God, just to get God to do something. I do what I do by faith because I believe the word's real. I'm not trying to do works to get him to do something. I'm doing it because I believe. It's up to me. God wants to move, but it's up to me to be able to receive it. Am I going to really receive it? Or am I going to say, yeah, I believe God's going to heal. He'll take care of me sometime. He'll do this or he'll do that. No, so you get up and say, uh-uh. He's done it for all the promises of God are yes and amen. It's done for me. Amen. Hallelujah. I asked, so I had to receive. If I didn't receive, it's because I didn't ask, or I asked amiss, like James wrote. And he said, don't let that person think they're going to get anything from God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Well, this is not this group. See, it's like with me. When I read these stories in the Old Testament, these people ain't born again. They ain't out doing it. Most Old Testament people outdo the Christians today. Christians are outdone by them. They think they're special. Man, we're the special group.
Amen.
God lives in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is inside of you. Glory to God. Whew.
Amen.
Man, if I don't put dance in your feet,
that's right.
I'll tell you, well, hang around. God will raise the dead too. Glory to God. Now it says, when they began to sing and said to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. It said, for the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to the place to overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. I mean, they got there. Oh, don't worry, guys. We're going to soon up here. We'll get to see them. Just a minute. And they're going to go out there. Now, at the time, they think they're going to see an army out there, but they're going to see what God's going to do with it. You know what? That singing got God a moving up in heaven, and he went down and wiped them out and said, "Ah, let's kill them all right now when you guys get there. This way we don't have to waste time." God loves faith.
Amen.
Faith moves heaven. And they are doing all this acting of faith. God's a happy God. He gets to show his glory to his people. And they get down there, and everybody's dead. They all killed each other. Now, this isn't the first time this kind of thing happened in the Bible. We find these kind of events happening. But we find out, you always find this out, people did things that caused God to move. People did things to cause God to move. So we want to do and act in the same manner. We want to act in faith just as they did. If you ask God for something, then believe he's doing it for you. If you talk to him about it, you receive that he's responding to you. Take him to his word. Can God lie in his word? And you can be guaranteed. So it says, when Jehoshaphat and his people came, he says, to take away the spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry which they stripped off themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. And on the fourth day they assembled in the valley of Beraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the place was called the valley of Beraka until this day. So we see them. Look at the spoil. 3 days. They haven't done no work. God. You know, they were known for this stuff, these armies and stuff. They were known like they would take their camels and things. They would actually, like the leaders and stuff, would actually have like, instead of like, you know, leather bridles, they'd have gold chains and stuff on. They would decorate these things to no end, these camels. Well, they went down there and all this stuff. These guys going there. See, there's so many of us. They thought, we're going to the party. We're going down there and overtake them. So let's get dressed in the best. And they died in the best. See, like in a funeral, you put a person in a casket, you put them in their best, don't you? That's what God did. God took them down to the funeral. They're all dressed in their best. God had them, hey, you guys, before you get down there to fight Jerusalem, you know, God's working this thing. Put on all your good stuff. Come on, come on. This way they don't have to go to your place to get it. You already delivered. This is God working.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing? They took all their best stuff and went down there. This is God's work. These people were so assured of themselves. They saw they had the devil done fooled them, carries them off to their death. Going down there. Hallelujah. Amen. What these people did is they operated in faith. They acted like what God said, which they could not see, was real. If you need to see, you don't need faith. You're not going to have faith. No, they believed words from the man speaking under the anointing of God. They believed it was true. Do you ever think about it? Our Bible, the whole thing is inspired by people who said words that God inspired. But you know what? People today, they don't pay attention very much. People don't hold in honor anointed people. They don't hold them in honor. This is what they had to do. And see, we need to get a hold of these things. And that God's saying things and people are... And then some of the people, well, you know, God ain't saying much. Well, no, you got to respond in faith. You be people are anointed of God and speaking. You see, we don't have this. God's moving. So what does God do? Here, what do we see go on here? We see how these people, they pray. What happens? We see the power of God move. And we set a lot of money in their pockets. People are rich now. This is the move of God. Mm-hmm. You'll see this all through the Bible. You'll see this all through the Bible. The church needs a revelation of how God operates. See, there's one thing, as I've learned this in the Bible. You find the patterns how God does things. And then that's what you plan to walk in those patterns. This last day, it's going to require people want, we got to pray and seek God. God will move in His power. And I'll tell you what, prosperity will come. Prosperity will start happening. It's going to take place. But prosperity don't come first. People want it first. You seek God, we go after God. The power of God moves. And I want to tell you what, God will bring prosperity if people begin to move in line with God. If people aren't going to move in line with God, they don't need no money. They don't need anything. It's about carrying out the plan of God. And get it in your mouth. I want to carry out the plan of God. And to do the plan of God, it's going to take money. It takes money to do it. God wants me blessed and He wants me to be a blessing. That's what He wants us to do. And you got to think in this manner. You got to think about doing the will of God. Here they are. Their whole thought is about, we're in trouble, but their desire is to do the will of God. When God says how the situation is going to be carried out, they start acting like the will of God is what they're going to have. Okay, God said this is the way. So they walk in line with the will of God. God said, it don't look like, you know, why don't you run down there after where those guys are? It's like, that's the last place I want to be naturally, down there with them. That's where I want to get down there. That's where we're trying to get away from, those three armies down there. We ain't got enough people to fight them. And God says, no, get down there. And He said, okay, we're going down there. And we're going to act like we're not going to fight the battle. We're going to act like we're not going to do that. You know what we're going to do? Let's sing on the way down. What do you think? It wasn't a blues concert. No, they're going down there. They're singing, I'll tell you. They're singing. They're singing about God's mercy going down there. My God, He's merciful. And so He's heading on down. They're all heading down there. And here they are. God just blesses them, so much. So it says, what, verse 20, the fourth day they assembled in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed the Lord, therefore the name of that place was marked. So they got there, they said, okay, all this is done over. You know how we end it? Let's bless God. Let's give God glory. This is how we end it. So it says, then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord made them rejoice over their enemies. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. Where do they go? They go back to God in His presence where they went from. They go back there. And it says, and the fear, listen to this, and the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Then the realm of Jerusalem was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Hallelujah. See, the one thing we don't have today is because the church many times does not walk in faith. There is no fear of the church, of God in the church. And there's no fear of the world messing with the church. They have no fear in it. But I want to tell you, it's going to come. There's Christians. People call themselves Christians are going to be afraid to mess around with the Christians. The ones that have no fear of God, they won't want to mess around. Hey, it happened in the first church. Ananias and Sapphira. Don't come messing around playing church in a real church. God has been very merciful. That won't keep up. People need to understand this. We want to walk by faith. You walk by faith, you ain't got a problem. You ain't got trouble. It isn't a matter of us being perfect, because ain't nobody perfect. But you got to walk by faith. You have to trust God. You have to believe what God says when it don't look like at all what He says is happening. But see, everyone, you know, if you could see it, you wouldn't be believing for a miracle.
That's right.
We believe for what doesn't look like can happen. That's what we believe for. We're sitting around, we're believing for those things. You know, it's one thing is following God. I mean, in situation, God rises up in you, and you need to be over there. You need to be, when stuff comes along, what rises up in you? See, I remember Alyssa, you know, was young and that stuff, and I was maybe a couple years a Christian, but I remember her and I playing around the living room and stuff and sort of wrestling around. She's a kid. And all of a sudden, her ankle just popped, and she just screamed and cried, and she couldn't stand on her foot. And I'll just never forget this. All of a sudden, it rose up in me, and I just got mad. And I picked her up off the floor and stood her on her feet, and I said, "Devil, you ain't doing this to my kid. You're healed in the name of Jesus." And she just walked around. Everything was fine. We didn't look for the ice pack first. But see, when the squeeze comes, what's in you? What's in you? See, like me, I get mad about the devil doing stuff. Today, I was in a really... today, we have a neighbor. And the guy is a Mennonite, was a Mennonite, he's a retired Mennonite pastor. And I felt so bad. Him and his wife are just in bad physical health. Their daughter, just 54 years old, just died of cancer and that stuff. And he calls today, his wife, you know, she can't get up. She has more things wrong with her. I mean, I went down their house. And I mean, you're meeting two Christians, and they are the two most hopeless people you want to see in your life. I mean, they're religious. They believe in being saved, but that's it. You know, anything else, they don't have faith. I mean, he's there. I go in, you know, his wife's trouble. They finally, the ambulance come and they turn around and take off. And, you know, he's there. I mean, they're not even responding to God. I go down there sitting by his wife praying, and he's just, you know, they just, you know, religion just downright sucks.
Right.
Amen.
You bet.
That's right.
And it does. Yep. And I thought, my God, if this was my wife, this junk wouldn't be going on. We wouldn't be sitting here me teary-eyed. I'd be so darn mad what the devil's doing. And he's there wimping and his wife having a problem. I know he's wimping about it. She's got a problem all the time. This poor lady's got about 20 different things wrong with her. And she's huge because now she don't move and do nothing. And she just, I mean, it is just terrible. Her health is shot. And he's trying to take care of her, and all this stuff's going on. And I'm sitting there with these people. I'm there, dear Lord. Lord, have mercy on these people. I said, man, they don't know they're coming or going. I said, Lord, they're just so hopeless. I mean, he ain't even doing nothing about God. He ain't praying about nothing. We hope the people, the ambulance, can do something for her. You know, we have. I mean, it's a nothing. I'm in there praying. I'm talking over her in the name of Jesus, and he's just, you know, la la la. And it's like, why? Well, there's no, he can't have any faith because he don't believe in none of that.
That's right.
So there's no faith there. And see, we see this stuff is going on, and it's like me, I thought, it was really heartbreaking. I mean, I was just sitting there, and I thought, Lord, these are your people. They're born again. I mean, he has a sign on his porch. It says, Jesus saves. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the First National. I don't know. But it ain't. But there ain't. You don't see salvation there. They believe all this stuff was for the Jews. They got saved, and Jehoshaphat gets blessed by God, but we Christians don't. And the whole point of it is this. It's approach to God. It is how we approach God. See, they approach God like he wanted to do something. They don't believe he wants to do a thing, so they don't even approach him. They're not. And when they pray, every Christmas he sends out, they do one of these letters about what's going on. And their letter every year is about all their ailments and problems and all their stuff. Every year. And you get it, and you know what? I didn't read the thing. I don't. It's like, it's all their problem. They tell them everybody. Then they say, pray for us. And it's like, they don't know. The devil has them in a place. And yes, they're deceived.
Yes.
And they're just compounding their troubles and compounding their problems. And it's just like, and I'm not doing this to criticize. I felt so bad today. I left there and I thought, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Said, you can't bring them to faith because they don't even have hope. They don't even have hope. Too many times we're trying to bring people to faith and they ain't got a bit of hope. They don't expect nothing good to happen. That poor man there, he didn't expect nothing good to happen for his wife. He didn't expect anything good. And all I could think, I said, I was just praying for her and I thought, dear Lord, help her, whatever they can do for her, help this lady. You know? And so, I mean, it's just living in a mess. And I know this thing, you know, he loves his wife and that kind of stuff. But you know, I don't care how much I love my wife, God loves her more, and God can do more for her than Ed can. And I want to have faith in God for her because we need God's help.
Amen.
And they can't get God's help because they can't respond in faith. You know, I'm sure if I talk to him about it, you know, that stuff happened in Israel. Yeah, if it happened in Israel. How comes it happened in my house? Ain't a Jew. But you know, the whole thing is, see, they have all this false belief. But see, it's a hope robber.
Yep. Yes.
And get that in your mind and that stuff about yourself. You become a person who, we should always be inspired to hope. If a Christian does not inspired by hope, I can tell you this, what's wrong. They are not listening to their own spirit. If I have the nature of God in me, it's always going to lead me to hope. Because you can't get to faith without it. Bible hope is this. Bible hope is not wishful thinking. Many people mistake wishful thinking for hope, and they tried to build faith on that, and you can't. Bible hope, if you read and study the word, what hope's in the Bible, it's a confident expectation that something good's going to happen. If you don't believe that something good's going to happen, you ain't got Bible hope, you have no... What faith does, takes the Bible hope you have and give it substance. If you don't know that something good, you don't believe in something good's going to happen, what are you going to have faith to turn into substance? To what? See, when people get born again, it should be natural within us that if we're following God, we should be people of hope. I've developed a person of hope. I'm a person of hope. Faith is easy to get to. I can always be people who struggle with faith. They're hopeless. They don't really have hope. They're trying to build faith on hopelessness. They're not in an expectation. They want something good. That's not hope. Hope is not wanting something good. Everybody wants something good. Hopefully. Everybody wants something, but that's not what it is. It's an expectation, and it's something in your heart. It's not a head thing. Your heart. Why? If God lives in you, He's always going to give you hope. The Holy Spirit's not going to make you hopeless. If you want hope, start getting on the inside of you, and you'll rise up and you'll have hope.
Amen.
And you know what? You'll find out faith will be easy to get a hold of.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, these people here, they were inspired by God. Thank God for Jehoshaphat. He believed the word. And then he prayed it out loud for the people. Hallelujah. He's putting confidence in them.
Amen.
See, that's what you want to do. It's number one, Jehoshaphat didn't do that to the people because he didn't do that to himself. You ain't going to inspire nobody when you can't inspire you.
That's right.
Amen.
He's a man inspired by the Word of God, so he stands up in front and he can inspire others because he's inspired by it.
Amen. That's right.
When you're inspired by the Word, you can go inspire other people.
Amen.
See, you have to know the Word. Then you step out and you people are in this situation. You become an inspiration. You start speaking the Word and faith comes by hearing. They hear those things and you know, just think, these people ain't saved. But you know what? Look how powerful the Word of God is. It took unsaved people to this place of victory. See, Christians shouldn't be sitting around, shouldn't be in a lot of things that they're in. They shouldn't be in it. We accept too much in life. We accept too much. We got to get where, no, I'm not accepting this. I'm not going to, no. The Bible says this, and the Bible's true. God, you're a deliverer. That's what you are. That's all you don't know anything, but you're not running around doing things bad to people. Well, why would God want to go around and do bad things to people? If it ain't for the devil, there's loads of people will do bad for people. You know, God don't have to come down here and do bad to everybody. There's nothing down here that wants to do bad to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Your God is good.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, be a cheerleader for Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Act like He's doing something. Act like He, just with them, their worship. They get down there and they're going off down to the battle. Let's get the singers out front. We're going to have a good time. The Word's true. They have seen nothing yet. They haven't seen a thing, but they're acting like what they believe is happening. They're acting like it's so. If you don't act like what you say you believe, you know what happens? Your faith fails, and your faith will die. That's what James says. James, faith without works is dead.
Yep.
If you don't act like what you believe is true, your faith will die. What faith you have will fly out the window like a bird. It'll be gone. Act like it's true. Talk to God always like it's true. It isn't for God's sake, it's for our sake. We do these things for us, to inspire us. We're the one that has to believe. He's the one that wants to do it for you. He's already declared that before you ever ask Him. If all the promises are yes and amen, then it's already declared. I'm not trying to get Him to do it. I'm trying to maintain my faith so I can walk in it and I can see the manifestation of my words from my mouth. He will bring them to pass if I act like they're true. If I act like He's doing it, I'll tell you what, it'll happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what you do. If you have to, something doesn't manifest immediately, you continue to act like it's true. Just like with my foot. I just act like it's true. I got up the next morning, you know, I put a shoe on my foot. I'm going to the airport and going through the thing. And I'm going to tell you what, my foot was talking to me the whole time. But you know what? I don't care. I'm going to have a miracle. That's what I'm going to have.
Amen.
I'm going to have a miracle. I'm going to Mexico. God would have been a nut to send me down there and I couldn't do nothing. Wouldn't you be a fool? My God's not a fool.
Amen.
I found this out. Every time God sends me to do something, something happens.
Yep.
To me, I'm just ready for it. And I don't change what I'm doing because something happens. And I watch people all the time. They change. And I know they ain't gonna, they're never going to see the miracle. They'll never see the miracle. Because the devil will always come knocking. He'll always come and try to throw a wrench into your works. He'll always want to do something. You can expect it. And see, I've learned. Just keep smiling and going.
Amen.
Just keep smiling and going. Hallelujah. The words are working.
Hallelujah.
The words are working. Hallelujah. Hide and watch, you're going to see a miracle. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can stand in the distance. You know, it's just like, you know, Elisha, he went with Elijah. You know where the rest of the prophets were? They were at a distance watching. Hallelujah. But the miracles didn't happen at the distance. They happened to the guy that wouldn't leave and stayed right by the prophet. Hallelujah. And the miracle happened to him. Glory to God. I'll tell you, I'm walking close. That's what I'm on. I'm going to walk close. Glory to God. People can watch the miracle. Hallelujah. But I'm going to have the miracle. Glory to God. Father, we just want to thank you tonight. Lord, surely you are good and your mercy endures forever and ever and ever. And I just want to say thank you. Lord, these things that are written in your word are here to inspire us to have the same glory revealed in us. And I just want to thank you. You made us your temples. Hallelujah. Your presence lives in us. How wonderful, how glorious that is. That is phenomenal. That we become houses of God. Lord God, when Israel marched out there, your presence was back in that building, but we marched nowhere, hallelujah, without the presence in us. Hallelujah. Wherever we go or what we do, Lord God, your presence is there. At any time we can stop and worship in your presence. Any time, Lord God, hallelujah. Father, I just want to say thank you. Lord God, the word is true. And I'll tell you what, Lord, you'll manifest your presence quickly for us. You will show your glory quickly for us. Hallelujah. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that that wonderful revelation of who we are and what we are, Lord God, would open up the eyes to the church to see the glory we have instead of trying to get something that we already got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, that people can see we have it. Oh, hallelujah. We have it. Glory. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. What love and kindness you have for us. That you've done all this wonderful stuff for us. Not based upon any great work that we ever performed or did. And you did all this for us. Lord God, I know that from our vernacular, we want to say thank you. But Lord God, our languages ain't good enough.
That's right.
To tell you how good you really are. Lord God, hallelujah. But Lord, you know the motivation of our hearts and our great love for you and what you've done for us. And we're so thankful, hallelujah. We're so thankful just to be your children, to have such a wonderful Father and a great Lord Jesus to rule over us. Thank you so much for it all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.